Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric evaluation for Comprehensive Counseling Center, PC. This is a progress note. Date of evaluation is January 23rd, 2023. The first patient is Hilwing, H-I-L-L-W-I-G, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. His date of birth is 8/31/2001. Date of evaluation is January 23rd, 2023. Telephone number is 586-295-5046. Subjective agenda. Can you please always put the patient was seen via doxy? Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. I think in some of the patient last time it was not given. Can you make sure that it should be done? Subjective and agenda. Kenneth described that he has been doing all right. He denies any sadness, depression, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He described his behavior is getting better. His mood is generally better. Sometime he feels that he gets moody. Sometime also, he indicates that people talk, when he talks for a long time, he gets frustrated. Although he's sleeping and eating all right, he's taking his medication. He indicates he was also seen by his psychologist who has made some changes in his medication for sleep. He would not able to provide any detail about the medication. He indicates that he is at work program. I further discuss that he has to decide whether he want to follow with me or follow his old psychologist or psychiatrist. Also, I like to know the name of the psychiatrist and name of the medication. He claimed that he is in work and he does not know. He will provide the information to my office. Patient was given a prescription for Depakote 500 mg BID, Zyprexa ID is 20 mg at bedtime. And Zoloft doses was increased to 100 milligram daily. He was alert, oriented, Caucasian male. His mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was slow, motor activity was normal. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any depression, sadness. Sometime he came moodiness, but never get angry. Sometime get frustrated. His attention span was fair, immediately symptom was fair, recall was fair, judgment sight seems to be improving, no suicidal ideation or any plan, uncolumbia, suicidal risk assessment, patient has does not score any, score very low, yet. Since discharge from the hospital, he has not contacted his parent. He also indicates that he does not have too many friends, but mostly problem with his social skills. I further discuss that he may have a therapist with whom he should communicate on a bi-weekly basis. We agreed. I also discussed that I will inform to the comprehensive counselor, and also he talked to the staff. They can assign some therapist. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed, autism spectrum disorder, NOS. Denies any use of alcohol or marijuana. Since I have given prescription for 1 month, I am not giving any prescription at this point. I also requested that he should get a detail about, give me the list of the medication which he is taking right now, as some of the changes has been made by his other therapist, psychologist, or PCP, which is it's not clear. A follow-up appointment was given in 2 weeks, end of dictation. Next solution, on Ina Ayunusi, her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Date of evaluation is 1/23/2023. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Patient was seen via doxy patient has consented or telehealth appointment. Patient today was less anxious, cooperative, described she's not talking anything about her bugs in the house or maybe any problem with the medication. She describes she is doing all right. She denies any problem with sleep, appetite, denies any symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Yet she describes things are going fair. However, she believes that Aricept causing hallucination, and she does not. She is taking every other day. I further discuss that before I make any changes, I would like to see if she can discontinue for a week and see and report to me next time how she has been feeling. Then I will decide. Yet, to which she agreed. She does not want any refill of the prescription, except she is running off the Seroquel 75 milligram at bedtime. She was alert, oriented, times three. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any oddity of visual hallucination or positive feeling. Her attention span was fair. Memory was intact. Judgment sight was improving. No, say patient has been showing improvement in her overall functioning. I further discussed that she should communicate with her daughters off and on, and that may help her to resolve her loneliness and also participate in the program in the home, to which she agreed. She also wanted me to see every 2 weeks. Follow-up appointment was given in 2 weeks. End of the patient.